This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Analysts say Iranian-backed proxies in the region could join the war against Israel. VOA correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
Iran is a major supporter of Hamas, and there are fears that the attack could spiral into a broader conflict in the region.
If Israel is going to mount a ground invasion of Gaza, I think there is real concern that these other groups that have gotten Iranian support and that share Iran's goals and share Iran's animosity toward Israel, that they might get involved as well.
That includes Hezbollah, a powerful militant group based in Lebanon and backed by Iran. Israeli forces have exchanged sporadic rocket fire with Hezbollah fighters in recent days. Syria said Thursday that Israeli missiles had targeted airports in Damascus and Aleppo, damaging their runways. Israel did not comment, but has previously accused Syria of facilitating arms shipments from Iran to militant groups in the region. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Under pressure from both Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Congress to block Iran from accessing $6 billion in oil revenues made available as part of a recent prisoner exchange deal, the administration of President Joe Biden signaled Thursday it is considering refreezing the funds. The $6 billion represents the proceeds of oil sales and had been held in a South Korean bank until recently when it was transferred to a bank in Qatar. Under the agreement the Biden administration struck with Iran, the money was only to be used for the purchase of humanitarian supplies. The money would not go directly to the Iranian government, but instead would be paid directly to pre-approved lenders, vendors of food, agricultural, and medical supplies, who would then deliver the goods to Iran. This is VOA News. However, many U.S. lawmakers argued that it would free up money for Iran to spend on other things, such as support for terrorist organizations such as Hamas and Hezbollah. Several administration officials weighed in on the topic less than a week after Iranian-backed Hamas staged the violent attack on Israel. After meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, relatives of American citizens missing or held captive called for the immediate release of the hostages and those missing in action on Thursday. Here is Abby Ahn, relative of five missing Israelis, at a news conference in Tel Aviv on Thursday.
Hearing our stories makes this issue human. This is a human issue. These are civilians that are missing and have been captured.
The White House National Security spokesman says the number of U.S. citizens confirmed dead in the Hamas attack in Israel over the weekend had risen to 27, with 14 more still unaccounted for. The White House confirmed the U.S. State Department will begin offering charter flights to Europe to help Americans leave Israel. The effort to choose the next speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives continues. Congressman Steve Scalise of the southern U.S. state of Louisiana has ended his bid to become House Speaker after failing to secure the votes to win the gavel. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. He had been furiously working to secure votes after being nominated by a majority of his colleagues, but after hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him. Scalise was trying to peel off more than 100 votes, mostly from those who backed his chief rival, Jim Jordan, favored by hardline who announced he was no longer in the running and had tossed his vote to Scalise. But many hardliners are taking their cues from Donald Trump and have dug in for a prolonged fight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Threats are being issued from North Korea after the arrival of U.S. naval ships in South Korea. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
North Korea is lashing out at the arrival of a U.S. aircraft carrier battle group in South Korea, calling it a provocation and again raising the specter of using nuclear weapons to defend itself. The North's state media issued that threat Friday, citing its escalatory nuclear doctrine. A day earlier, the USS Ronald Reagan and its battle group arrived at South Korea's southeastern port of Busan following a U.S.-South Korean-Japanese naval exercise in international waters earlier this week. Emboldened by its advancing nuclear arsenal, North Korea has increasingly issued threats to use nuclear weapons preemptively. But the North is still outgunned by U.S. and South Korean forces, and experts say it is unlikely to use its nukes first. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.